Morning, Craig.
How are you, Josh?
I'm very well. Now, we were talking off-air just before. You're in a bit of a circle of death at the moment when it comes to trying to get funding.
Yes, Josh, we've got some pretty ordinary facilities and we're trying our best to get a path forward where we're able to improve our facilities for our burgeoning numbers that we have out at Murchison and Talamba.
That's right. Now, your facilities, so the club is about 142 years old. Last kind of upgrade it got was in the mid-80s. You're looking to kind of update the facilities a bit more. You've got a goal at the moment of trying to raise around $300,000, but it's going to cost a lot more than that. What are you advocating for at the moment? What do you need from council or government or whoever?
Yeah, so at the moment, like a lot of clubs, we're looking to improve our facilities. Our facilities have been identified as being, of the 3,000 facilities in the state, the AFL have identified ours as being in the bottom 100 facilities.
So one of the worst.
One of the worst, and definitely the worst in the listening area. So we're looking to, first of all, get some hygienic toilet spaces for our patrons to use. We're having to bring in portaloos on game day. We've got sewage backing up through shower wells and things. It's pretty dire what's happening out there at the moment. Mm. So we're desperate to get a path forward. We're looking to get new facilities for our club, and we're hoping to get, well, getting plenty of support from state government members. We've had Tanya Maxwell last year mention it and asked the sports minister in Parliament last year. Wendy Lovell's backed it up again this year. And both times a response from the sports minister is to go back to your local council and start the support from there. And then they'll be able to follow on with some major grant funding.
Yeah, so the council, what you've told me, has been very open and very supportive and wants to hear you. But they've kind of put you into kind of different situations or different kind of outcomes. You either stay where you are, because it's Crown land at the moment where you are, isn't it?
It is. We're on a DECA reserve, formerly DELP.
Yeah, so, and they don't invest in Crown land.
Yeah, so the feedback has been that council don't invest in a Crown land reserve.
Yeah.
So that's been a real sticking point, and that's been a bit of a loop over the last 7 years of this fight. So I proposed a solution, which is highly controversial.
Controversial.
And it's got my community quite separated on this one. Mm. But the proposal is that Talamba Oval is a Greater Shepparton facility. And perhaps that might be a way to get new facilities, and certainly not the preferred option for our club. We've been at Murchison for 142 years. But if that's the only way of getting new facilities and surviving, then that might be what our members will have to vote for.
That's right, yeah. And I think we need to kind of emphasise how important good facilities are for a sporting club, because, you know, good facilities, just less of the fact that they look good, and a nice new building, a nice new shiny building would look great. I think it encourages kids to spend more time there. If there's good facilities, there's you know, nice rooms to stay in, or nice courts or fields to play on, you get more of a community feel. People want to stay there a little bit longer. They want to spend more time there.
Yeah, definitely. So we're looking to be the sporting club that people in our area choose to participate at. And they've been doing that even with our dilapidated facilities. We're hoping to have a community building where we can hold weddings and funerals and family reunions and just all of those community events, so we can, you know, gather around and support each other in good times and bad.
Yeah. So is there, we mentioned earlier your fundraising. Is there anything coming up, any events, or is it just really support the club on a weekend at games?
Yeah, so we're obviously looking for support. We've got a practice match tomorrow with a bit of a membership drive there. So if you wanted to have voting power this year, make sure you come and buy yourself a membership. Now, we're just looking for, first of all, a direction. So we do have a goal to raise $300,000. We're thinking maybe we would have to contribute at least 10% towards any new build. So we've got a goal to raise the money, but a lot of resistance is coming because we're not sure what we're raising money for. We're not even sure if this project will get up, or if we'll see the light of day, or this money will just sit in a bank account for one day when things change. So it's really hard to get people to commit to something that they can't see will actually happen. So a lot of people have lost faith. It's been a long time of planning, and there's been numerous other plans over the years that have come up and never seen the light of day. So the confidence is low.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Craig Thompson, the president of the Murchison Toolamba Football Club, I appreciate you taking the time this morning. Come in before you head into work. You're a teacher at Toolamba Primary School.
I am.
Yep. Are the kids behind you? The kids cheering you on?
The kids are great. We had a St. Pat's Day the other day, and our jumpers being green, lots of kids are wearing our footy jumpers at school, so that was great.
Yeah.
Murchison Primary School have their 150th tomorrow, so another celebration in the town there too, so it'd be a good one to drop into.
Absolutely. Craig, thank you for your time this morning.
Cheers, Josh.